Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Come on in. I'm Coach Yesenia, and this is the weekly weigh-in call. Let me just get Coach Julie up here. And if you guys wouldn't mind muting yourselves as well. Okay, let me bring up Coach Julie. Okay. Come on, Zoom. You guys just settle in, grab your water, make sure you have your weekly weigh-in sheet with you. Okay. Good morning. Good morning. Come on in. This is an interactive slash meeting style call, which means you have the option of having your camera on. So make sure if you don't want to have it on, make sure you take a look at that and turn your camera off or stop video. Do the stop video button if you need to. Okay. Okay, so we've got Coach Julie in the house supporting the call today. So she will be in the chat, you know, giving you guys links, things like that. If you have questions, she already has a message for you guys in the chat already. Make sure your chat is set to everyone so that anytime you send a message, everybody can see it. Otherwise, only I will be able to see it and I won't be paying as much attention to the chat. So. Okay, let me pull up my notes. How's everybody doing today? Let us know if you are, like, if you've been in OBS or if you happen to be a newbie. We would love for you to say hi and for us to welcome you. Okay. We are going to go ahead and get started. Okay. So welcome everybody and welcome to our newbies. We hope you've had a great first week here inside NoBS. We're so happy you're here. This might be one of your first calls, right? And first time seeing other faces, other NoBS women. So we want to just take a quick moment to explain these interactive calls. So interactive calls are led by the NoBS coaches. I'm Coach Yesenia. I've been with NoBS for over a year now. You may also see the community team here. And like I said, we have one of our other coaches, Coach Julie, here in the chat supporting you, answering questions, sharing resources, things like that. So on the training calendar, it'll always say that it's an interactive call. And if it says that it's an interactive or meeting style call, that means it's like this, where we have the option of seeing each other if we want. If you don't want to be seen, make sure you turn off your camera. You do that by doing the stop video button on your device, and then we won't be able to see you. So go ahead and take a look at that now. And if you want your camera to be on, make sure it's on. If you're like, no, I don't want to be seen, make sure your camera is off, and that is okay too. The other style of call that we run here is the webinar call, or we call it like a classroom style call where you can only see Corinne or the coach that's running the call. Nobody else can see you. Nobody else can hear you. It's just Corinne up there and we're all just watching her. She can't see you. She can only see you if you are brought up to be coached and you allow that. So like I said, two styles of calls, either interactive like this or webinar slash classroom style where it's just like the one person up there. Sometimes we do breakout rooms to offer you all the chance to meet other NoBS women, find accountability, create connections. And that's where you would be split up into small groups of around 10 people. And we give you a specific prompt to work on together, like sharing your whys. These breakout rooms, they happen sometimes and they're just optional, but they're a great way for you all to connect with other NoBS women and make friends and just engage with the community. We've had so many women find their No BS besties and meet up with them and talk to them and make Marco Polo groups and all of that. So this is one of the things that our No BS women have really come to love the most about attending our virtual camps, as well as we provide opportunities for you to be on camera like this and create connections and make friends and talk to people. And we always have help for you on these calls today in the chat. Like I said, we have Coach Julie moderating. She can help you if you have like a tech question, if you have like a weight loss question. She will be typing in all caps so that you can see her messages come through clearly. And like I said, make sure you have, if you participate in the chat, make sure it says everyone in the two line, make sure it says everyone so that everyone can see it. Otherwise, they're not going to see your message. Okay. Yeah, we've got quite a few people in here. The chat is already blowing up. I love it. Okay. Let's go ahead and jump in. So I am going to share my screen just for a minute so that we can talk about the self-love course. This month, we are focusing on self-love and loving the process. So this is for anybody who has completed the No BS weight loss course, or anybody who wants to jump in on self-love, right? So let me go ahead and start sharing my screen, and you can see what our March focus is. So usually every month we have some sort of a focus that we all do together. So let me go ahead and do that. Okay. All right. Let me see. Okay, so I'm sharing my screen. This is nobswomen.com. I'm on the No BS weight loss course. So if you're a newbie, this is a thing that you want to be focusing on first. You want to be going through the quick start, the new member quick start, which is right here, and the No BS weight loss course, which is your foundation for everything you need to know as a No BS woman to lose your weight. So you're going to want to start going through this course and checking off your lessons. You're going to have everything that you need in here, okay? If you've done the No BS weight loss course, or you're like a deep dive diva and you're like, give me all the things. I'm new, but give me everything. I'm not overwhelmed. Like, give me everything. I want to do everything. So our March focus course is over here. So if you go to self-study resources, you're going to see here our March focus. So you can come here at any time and you will see all of our self-paced workshops or what we're working on for the month. So March focus, let's go to self-love and loving the process. Okay, so this is the course that we are doing this month. Again, if you're a newbie, you can just do the No BS weight loss course. That's going to be perfect for you. If you've been here for a while, this is what we're doing together. And you will see everything here, the lessons that you can start going through, the calls that we're going to have this month, and the replays and everything once they're posted. Okay. All right. And if you're a newbie, like, do the No BS weight loss course, and this will always be here. So the courses don't go away or anything like that. They're always going to be here in the same spot for you to find. Okay. All right. Let me go back to the No BS weight loss course for the newbies. We recommend that you just take it one module a week, but it's completely go at your own pace. And everything else that's inside of the membership is bonus. And, you know, whether you're doing the No BS course or you've been here a while and you're doing self-love and loving the process, this month we're just focusing on let's learn to love the process of losing our weight, right? We're not going to wait to get to goal weight to love ourselves, to enjoy our life, to love what we're doing, right? So that's really the focus of our calls this month and what I want to focus on today as we do our weekly weigh-in worksheets, okay? The weekly weigh-in, it's, you know, we do it every single week and we do the worksheet, and it's one of the best times to focus on enjoying the process, what we're loving about the process, you know, what's working, what's not working, but not doing it from like an asshole way, like being an asshole to yourself, but like, no, like, what am I loving? What worked? What could I change? Right? Like being the scientist. So that is what we're going to focus on for today. Let me show you where you can grab this sheet. So either you ordered your planner, right? And you got your planner, or you could print it, you could download it and fill it out digitally, or you could import it into an app like GoodNotes. You have so many different ways that you can do your planning. So I'm going to go over here to the menu again. I'm going to go to Planner and My Extras, and I'm going to go here to the No BS Planner. That is where you can find the planner. Okay. You can also, so see here, you have your different options. You can take our planner course. If you're like, teach me about all of these different worksheets, you could do that. Or you can also just start with your 24-hour plans and assessments, and that also works. Okay. You can also go over here to your helpful worksheets. So self-study resources, helpful worksheets, and you will also find the planner here. Okay. See, it'll bring you here as well. Okay. This is this right here. If you scroll down a little bit, see, it says want to print individual pages. That's where you can find all, instead of grabbing the whole file, right? Like the whole planner, you can just find the individual pages here. And the one we're doing today is this weekly weigh-in page. So that is what I'm going to click on. And if you ordered your planner and you're waiting for it, this is what you can do in the meantime. You can just print off a few plans or a few pages just to get you through until you get your planner in the mail. And then if you go back, let me go back over here. Let me tell you about the planner course as well. This is just a quick little course that you can take, and it'll give you a great overview of the planner, how to use the planner, what the different worksheets are for. So that is always there if you want to do that, or if you want to just jump in and start doing the pages or just do the 24-hour plan pages, that works too. Okay. Or you could just come in here and watch them as you need them. If you're a deep dive diva and you're like, tell me everything, I want to learn how to do all the pages, you could go through the whole course at once. If you're like, okay, let me start with the 24-hour plan, and now it's been a month, and now I'm going to start to add in my 60-day goal, like you could go in and do it for the page that you're adding in to your planning process. Okay. Now let's go over here to the weekly weigh-in and assessment. And like I said, you can print this out, or you can now fill it in digitally. What you want to do, if you want to fill it out like on your computer or something, what you want to do, you don't want to just click on it and pull it up here and do it that way. What you want to do is you want to download it. Make sure you download it and then fill it in, because that's how it's going to save your responses. If you just fill it in here and then you exit out, it's not going to save it. So I'm going to click this arrow over here to download it, and I'm going to fill it in just a minute. All of us together, we're going to fill it in today. Okay. Okay, let me come over here. Oh, just grab that. Okay. Yeah, so Coach Julie says you can just download it and then save it, put your date on it. Okay. Okay, I don't want to open it that way. I'm going to come over here to my downloads really quick and open it as a PDF. Okay, so here's my PDF. Okay. Okay, so here's my, well, I don't know if you guys can see that. Let me change my shared screen. Okay. Here's my PDF of the weekly weigh-in sheet. Okay. All right. So now I want to share my best tips around doing your weekly weigh-in sheet to go ahead and have this out. And just move things around. I've got quite a few things on my screen. Okay. So we're going to start filling this out together. But first, I just want to go over some tips and advice for how to love the process of weighing in versus like dreading it, right? Sometimes like we don't weigh in, we avoid it. We have a lot of drama around the scale and what we make it mean and what if I gained, you know, all of that, right? So here is my best advice for weighing in and not bringing in any of that bullshit. So the very first thing is that when you weigh in, you really want to commit to being the scientist, right? You don't want to use this worksheet as an opportunity to be mean or harsh or unkind to yourself. This is for data. We are gathering data here and we are learning and we are course correcting and we are figuring things out. So this sheet is to gather your data and help you figure things out. You want to get really curious and be the scientist instead of putting on your shame shell, right? Or being really judgy with yourself. Okay. This is also good as you start to do more of these for you to notice your body's trends and what tends to happen. Like, for example, the week of your cycle, like what tends to happen on the scale the week of your cycle, or if you eat certain foods, right? This is good for you to start noticing all of that data about your body and the scale. You can also decide in advance that your old thoughts about the scale, your shitty thoughts about the scale aren't true and that they're not going to help you. Okay. You being unkind to yourself or making it mean something really judgy, like it's just not going to help you figure this out. Okay. You also want to remember that this is all data and all of the data is going to be helpful for you in figuring out your weight loss. Whether you have a loss, it's going to help you. It's going to give you information on what worked for your loss. If you have a gain, you're going to get to learn about like, okay, so if I show up this way and this way and this way, I end up with a gain. It's like really being the scientist, right? And if you mix, like if I were in a lab mixing different things, oh, if I mix these three things, I get this concoction. If I do this, I get that concoction, right? Like it's looking at your data, looking at your result, looking at all the actions that you took that week, looking at your mindset for the week and seeing, okay, if I do it this way, this is what I get. And just remembering that there is so much in your control, right? With your weight loss. And this is going to help you figure that out and tweak things if you need to, so that you can create the result that you want. I also want you to ask yourself, especially as we think about loving the process this month, is I want you to ask yourself, this is a great opportunity, even though it's not on this worksheet, ask yourself, like, what did I love about my weight loss process this week? If it wasn't enjoyable to me this week, why not? Like, was I planning foods that I enjoy? Was I doing, you know, planning what I think I should have? Did I enjoy my life this week, right? Those are important questions to ask as well. Instead of like, you know, versus just gathering like your weigh-in data. Like, are you enjoying the process as you lose weight the whole way down? Am I really living my life the way I want to be, planning the foods I want to be having for the rest of my life? This as you gather your weigh-in data and look at your plans and review your plans and assessments and think about how things went, you also get to ask, you know, do my behaviors match the scale, right? And if it seems a little bit off to you, you could, you know, it's like, oh, was it the week of my period this week? Did I eat out more than usual this week? You get to just check in with that and see, like, okay, does the data make sense with what I'm seeing on the scale? You also want to remember that you may not lose every single week. And that's okay. I know for a lot of us, right, it goes against what we kind of learn in the diet industry that we should lose like 20 pounds in a month or something, or like 5 pounds a week. Or you see those magazines like lose 10 pounds this next week or something. And it's like, that's just not how it works. Like a normal weight loss week could be anywhere from 0.5 pound to 2 pounds. That's kind of the range that we suggest. And that's, you know, normal and doable. But you may have weeks where you don't lose, whether it was like some kind of outside factor, right? You have something going on in your life and you ate out more, or your water was off, or it was the week of your period, or you were sick and you had to take meds and, you know, you gained for that reason. Or you may have a week where it was a learning week and you had several overeats, and now we're just here to learn about it and see what we can get out of it and course correct for next week. If you ask anybody here, we never all had a week where, oh, every single week I lost, every single week was great, every single week. Like, no, we all have weeks where like, yep, it was a learning week, had some overeats, learned from them, I'm ready to keep going, right? That's not the week where you give up. It's the week where you learn from it and you keep going, okay? Don't do like what the diet industry says about like, oh, like you're supposed to, if you're not losing every single week, like you're failing. Like, no, if you look at like our Facebook group, and when we share like our graphs, right, with like our weigh-in data, it's never like a straight line down. It's usually like this, right? Lots of little ups and downs along the way. That is normal. Okay. And as you look at your data and you start to see what worked and what didn't work and what you're going to change, you just want to focus on 1% changes to figure out exactly what's going to work. Okay. So if you look at all of your data and what happened, like pick one small thing to work on for the next week and see how that goes. Again, it's like being the scientist. I'm not going to change 10 things at once or try to do 10 new things. Like, let me pick one thing because that's what's doable and that will help me focus for this next week. Just one small thing. Okay. Like if I noticed my water was off and I had overeats and I didn't wait for hunger, maybe I'm just going to work on my water and I'm going to say, okay, I noticed that in the morning I don't drink water. So I'm going to start doing 10 ounces when I wake up. And that's going to be my thing for the next week. And then you want to be, again, like I said, just be patient with the process, where it's normal to not have a loss every single week. And you just want to keep going. You want to keep going, right? If you decided that you're not going to give up, you will get there. You want to keep going, and you want to don't wait until you get to your goal weight or until you have a weight loss, until you have like a great week, a great month for you to enjoy the process. And remember, like, this is all about living a life that is enjoyable to me, that I love, right? Okay. Let's go ahead and start doing the worksheet. Okay. So we're going to start filling this out in just a minute. Before we do that, I did notice, like, I know we have several newbies that joined this week, and I know some of you newbies were a little nervous about your first weekend, right? Some of you guys are a little nervous, like your brain is wanting to freak out a little bit about like, oh no, how do I handle my first weekend? I don't know what to do. What if I gain? What if I eat something that I don't usually eat? So I just wanted to give you a quick resource for that. So again, if you're a newbie, you can go to the No BS course, or for anybody struggling with weekends, the No BS course, if you go to Module 4, Unit 3, I'll put that link in the chat right now. Module 4, Unit 3 is all about weekends. So that's for anybody who could use that resource. But especially if you're a newbie, maybe you jump ahead to that lesson and listen to it this weekend. Okay. A lot of newbies you know, worry about, like, I don't really have a routine on the weekend. It's just all up in the air. There's no plan. Create a routine, or maybe you do have some sort of a routine and you just haven't seen that it's a routine. I have a client that I was coaching this week and she told me, like, you know, I just struggle with weekends. It feels like I don't have a routine. But when I asked her, she did have a routine. She always gets up and makes breakfast for her kids. And so that's a good time for her to make her plan, for example, right? So if you don't have a routine, like, make one that you would like. And don't overthink it. Don't overthink your weekends. Just keep making your plans doable. The weekends are not about, like, oh, now it's a reward. Now I can relax. Now I can, like, plan all these foods that I haven't been planning throughout the week. Like, no, you always can plan the foods that you want at any time. It doesn't matter that it's Friday. Plan it on a Tuesday and see how that goes. Okay. And if you're going to plan some more of the good foods, or the eating out foods, or the alcohol, or whatever it is on the weekends, plan it and just be like, I'm not planning this for a reward. I'm planning it because I'm just the kind of person that I want to have these kinds of foods sometimes. And that's it. Okay. The goal for your weight loss, especially inside of No BS, is that we no longer, as you go on, we want you to get better at, like, weight loss is not your life anymore. Like, I'm just going to plan foods that I enjoy and I listen to my body and I've come to learn how often I want to have these different kinds of foods where I still get to enjoy my life. And do watch for that thought of, like, oh, I can relax now. Relax, but relaxing is not the same as, oh, now I eat like an asshole on the weekend. Those are two different things. Definitely relax. That's different from, like, oh, now let me just overeat everything in sight. Like, that's a time to really go inward and be like, what's happening? How am I doing my weight loss Monday through Friday that I feel like on the weekend now, like, I want to eat everything? Am I not planning foods that I enjoy during the week? Okay. So let's go ahead and start doing this sheet. Okay, so I'm going to start filling in the date here. And go ahead and answer these first couple of questions. So this week I weighed. So write in what you weighed and whether you lost, gained, or maintained. So we're just going to spend the next few minutes filling it out together. And then we will open it up for some coaching or questions about this worksheet. So go ahead and fill out those first couple of questions there. Okay. And let me change my name, you guys. I apologize. Let me see if I can come over here. I'm not Karen Crabtree. I am Coach Yesenia. Let me write my name. All right. Okay. So you guys now go to the next couple of questions to start filling it out. I'll give you guys, let's say, 10 minutes. So at 38 minutes of the hour, we'll start some coaching. And if you have questions in the meantime, you can put them in the chat, or if you have any questions about, like, the worksheet, like, oh, how do I answer this question or something, we'll be in the chat. But let's do 10 minutes of filling it out. I love how you guys are sharing your some of your thoughts and responses in the chat. That's great. So keep that up. Someone said, food is not a reward. Yeah, you know, I want to tell you guys about this as you guys finish filling out your sheet. Because we associate like weighing in and having a loss, and maybe we're used to seeing food as a reward, or now I can, you know, go a little bit easier on things or have a little something, something, or it's okay if I overeat a little bit. I've been doing so good, right? That's something you want to keep an eye on and work on and be more aware of and just catch yourself with that. Let me tell you what else felt so damn rewarding for me. So yesterday I was cleaning out my closet. Like, I've been going through everything, cleaning things out, and working on my wardrobe for camp. So I'll be at camp with the rest of the NOBS team in just a couple of weeks. And I was like getting my outfits together and seeing what I need and all of that, right? And I found this black dress. It's like a one shoulder. It has like this big puffy sleeve, and then it's sleeveless on the side. And it's like a cute little black dress. And I had bought this probably like 18 months ago, at least a year ago, right? And it had been sitting there in the closet, and it just, when I bought it at the time, like it would go on, but it wouldn't zip. It has a little zipper on the side here, and it would not zip. And it just crushed me at the time because I had been wanting to wear it to one of, I think maybe my first NOBS camp that I was going to, and it just wouldn't zip. And I was like, oh no, I should have ordered this in a different size, you know? And so I had put it away. And I saw it yesterday as I took everything out of my closet, and I was like, oh, it's probably still not going to fit, but let me just see. And it fit. So I was like so happy about that. So I know, like, just think about that, right? Think about all the non-food, non-scale rewards and victories that we get to experience, like, especially you newbies, like, keep an eye out for those. Like, when your pants start to fit better, you get to go down a pant size, right? All of that is also very rewarding. Look for those kinds of rewards in your life. Or like I've been going to the gym and just like noticing like, ooh, I feel stronger. You know, that feels good too. I have more energy. But for sure, the dress, like a dress that now fits, one of my favorite rewards. Okay, just a few more minutes here as we finish up this worksheet. Yeah, and I would love to hear, I think you guys are talking about it in the chat. I would love to hear if you're going to camp, whether you're going to be there virtually or in person. You've got to say hi. Yeah, there's lots of newbies going to camp. I love it. It's going to be so good. They're so fun. The music, oh my gosh, so fun, and getting to meet everybody. Yeah, let us know in the chat if you're coming to camp. Some of you guys in the chat are also talking about like perfectionism and stuff like that. You can lose a lot of weight showing up very imperfectly and just failing forward, failing better, getting a little bit better at things over time, getting a little bit more consistent at things over time. Yes, failing forward. Jot that down if you need to for when you have a tough week or you have an overeat, right? Thank you, Jean. Yeah, that was so fun. That was like the highlight of my week for sure, getting just fitting into that dress. So you're going to see me at camp wearing it. I've already set it aside. And maybe you want to, like, especially with that reward question, like, maybe play around with the idea of like, I don't need to reward myself for losing weight. That's another thing. Like maybe that's not something we need to do anymore. Maybe the reward is just getting to feel good. I don't need some sort of reward for that, right? This is just how I want to live my life. This is just who I am. This is just how I show up. Jill, you're going to be in person at camp. You have to come up to us and say hi. I love it. So many first timers. I'm glad you guys are coming. Vivian says, I used to say life is its own reward or punishment. Yeah. Yeah. Feeling good is the best reward. Being kind to yourself, giving yourself an encouraging thought. That's also a reward. Awesome. Okay. I'm going to go ahead. Yay, Rhonda. Yeah, you've got to come say hi to me and Julie in person at camp. And I love those of you guys who are doing it virtual camp and meeting up with your besties, your no BS besties. That's awesome. Hashtag cupcake campers. Oh, I love that. So Tiffany, so we usually do have a Saturday morning call. It might be like a different coach or it could be Corinne sometimes. It just depends. Love it. Okay. Okay. Let's go ahead and open it up to some questions or coaching about the weekly weigh-in and assessment. So if you have a question about this sheet, if you need some coaching on some shitty thinking, if you're struggling with something, go ahead and raise your hand. While you guys do that, I'm going to put a link in the chat to this really great. Let me stop sharing my screen. Okay. I'm going to put a link in the chat to this really great call about the scale and Corinne's four-step process. It's a really great call, a really great resource if you have drama around the scale and you want to work on that. I give this to people all the time. So I'm going to go ahead and put that in the chat right now. Okay. So do we have any hands for coaching? Okay. Laura, I'm going to ask you to unmute and we will coach. Okay. Hey there.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I've been a member since July, and I feel like I am, it's like I'm in some la-la dreamland. It's like I feel like all this should come through diffusion, somehow osmosis, miracle, something. I feel like I like walk up to the the window, look at the sky, and think things should fall down into place. And I have been struggling. I'm probably doing about, during my weekly plans and stuff, I've been doing probably about 42 to 54% of my plans, and assessments probably about the same. Mm-hmm. I'm really good with water. I'm really good with sleep.
Okay.
I'm pretty good with hunger and the stopping at enough, but somehow I feel like my brain has changed so much, but I still think that I'm going to be able to blink or something and all the weight fall off. And I don't know how to go from being in some la-la land to the reality of where I need to be.
So is that because you're not planning sometimes that you feel that way? Or what's the thing that you're wanting to work on or solve?
I want to know why I'm not doing the things that I need to do when I know that doing the things I need to do like honors what? Myself, like planning, like, well, doing all the things that time,
which it's you told me you are doing several things. So I would start with that. Let's point out what we are doing. You said it to me in a way, like I'm not doing like all of these things. Like you are doing several things. Uh-huh. Clearly, like you have learn some things and work on some habits, because you sounds like you consistently do several things and you're planning sleep. About half the time.
Sleep. I tend to always get my sleep. Yeah. But it's like, it's almost to a point where it's like, my brain just says, it's kind of cool. I feel like I've like said, oh, I have control over my brain.
Yeah.
You know, and
so I would pick one thing. Okay, so let's pick like your planning. Yeah. Your planning. That's a great next thing to work on. Like, you've got a few things under your belt now that you're doing consistently. Now let's pick the next thing. So again, with the weekly weigh-in, that's a great time to be like, okay, here's what I'm doing well. And here's one thing that I want to start working on next. Like, maybe for March or for the next 30 days, I'm going to work on planning a little bit more consistently. You said you're somewhere around like
42, 57%,
somewhere 42, in there. So you're planning 54. About mm-hmm. half the time.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
So I would say, how can I get that a little bit higher? Can I get to like 60 and 70% with my planning? Let me look at like, why am I not planning half the time?
I think I'm not planning because I overwhelm myself. It's like I wake up in the day and it's like, okay, what am I going to eat today? What's going to happen today? You know, and instead of just writing something down.
So like on those days, what do you end up eating?
I eat out a lot. So like my go-to is No. 7 Whataburger.
Mm-hmm.
And
so why not just write that down?
I could just write that down, and then I'll go, oh my gosh, I'm so confused on breakfast, because I'm not really hungry at breakfast. I drink coffee and that kind of
kills my appetite. So give yourself an option for breakfast if you need one.
Okay.
You can give yourself options. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
So like one could be like, for breakfast, if I get hungry, here's what I'm going to eat. And just because it's on the plan doesn't mean you have to eat it.
Uh-huh.
That's where you practice like waiting for hunger and doable hunger. Like, if I'm hungry, this is what I eat. If I'm not hungry, I have my coffee.
Okay.
And then for dinner, give yourself options if you need to.
Okay. So I like to drink, and it seems like if I plan drinks, then I do okay. But if I don't make my plan, I'm drinking more than I need to be drinking, and then I'm eating out of control. And I know that about me. And so it's like, what is the block in this brain of mine that's making me not make the plan?
Yeah.
That's kind of the question.
Yeah. So, but put drinks on there as an option if you need to, or decide, like, if it's not on the plan, it's not on the plan.
Okay.
And then if you are drinking, whether it's planned or unplanned, that's still not like, oh, now I'm like eating like an asshole. Like, you are always in control of your hand coming to your mouth. It doesn't matter if you've been drinking or not.
Okay. Yeah. It just seems like I'm out of control if I do. I see it. To me, it's almost like that's a key.
I would no longer describe it that way. I would say like, I'm learning how to enjoy drinks and not just eat because of that.
Okay.
So what could that look like? How could you make that easier for yourself?
Put it on my plan.
And put then, the snacks on your plan. Yeah.
And then just know that, yeah,
I can stop
that
at any time.
I can stop at any time. Yeah, I could. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
I can do my discovery worksheet when I'm done.
Wow. Yeah.
That'll help, because that'll definitely help you take a little bit of a pause, right?
Yeah, those are so, they give you a lot of information.
Yeah.
And it seems like every discovery sheet that I've done, it's because I've drank too much that night, or whatever too much means, you know? So
yeah.
Too
so
much.
Does that mean like you put 3 drinks on your plan and you had 5?
Probably, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Practice putting 5 on your plan and see how that goes. Like, if you know you usually end up having 5 drinks, why are you like planning for 3, for example?
It's a good question. maybe in my brain, I feel like, oh, you shouldn't have da da da. Is that diet
but mentality? You're having it anyway. Yeah, that is diet mentality. But I say, like, okay. If I'm drinking the drinks anyway, let me try it this way. Let me try putting it on the plan and see how that goes. Okay. It might go a little differently. You might be surprised to find that you're a little bit more aware, right? Because if you plan three drinks and then you have five,
by the time you get to
the fourth drink, yeah, now you're feeling guilty, you're feeling ashamed, you're like in fuck it mode, like may as well, let me just check out. Versus if you plan the five, you're on plan. You're allowing your higher brain to have a say, versus being like in effort mode.
Okay.
You could plan the five and stop at three if you wanted, or stop at four.
Okay.
Because you plan all five, or plan all five in the snacks doesn't mean you need to have all of it. You could stop at any time.
Okay. Okay.
Tell me one thing that you want to work on for this next week.
My accountability partner and I talked about making, because both of us have a little bit of problem making plans for our day. So we were talking about making a solid four plans for the week and trying that.
Yeah, that sounds great. So if you've been only planning 3 days, yeah, now we're planning four. And if I need to set a 5-minute timer on that day, and like I just need to pick something or give myself some options.
Put a bunch of stuff on the plan, and as long as it's there.
Yeah, you have that option there for you.
And then
you don't have to have all of it. Yeah.
I run myself crazy with guilt.
Why? What's the reason for the guilt?
Because I wasn't perfect.
Yeah, I'm not sure any of us are, right? Welcome to the club.
Yeah, I feel like I have a ton of grace for everybody else.
Yeah, but time to practice some grace with yourself.
Yeah.
The goal of this is not perfection.
Okay.
Perfection isn't even possible.
Yeah. You would think that I feel like I'm so far behind the curve because it's like.
I wouldn't tell that to myself either. Is that helping you? I bet that just feels so motivating when you say that.
Yeah. It's like, you're, you know, 1,000 years old. You should already have this done, you know?
Nope.
Yeah. Okay.
Practice grace with yourself. Work on planning a little bit more this next week. That's going to be your main thing that you focus on, right?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Planning more consistently.
Yes, ma'am.
And like with what you're putting on your plan as well, making sure that's doable.
Okay. I think regardless of what it is.
Yeah. I think those two things for the next 30 days is a great next step for you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Let me remove the spotlight. Let's go to Melissa. And okay. Hello.
Anya, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. So this is actually my second time I'm rejoining. I feel like the first time it didn't sink in, it didn't happen for me. And I actually got laid off from my job. So I'm rejoining and I'm doing all the things and I'm actually seeing weight loss this week. I didn't even realize I'm down 1.5 pounds.
That's incredible. Sounds like you've been putting in some work. So that's amazing.
I am putting in some work and I'm really trying to work the program in a way that I didn't in the last time. So I think my biggest thing is like, how do I stay focused and stay in this good place? Because I know sometimes when I do all the things, I can get a little overwhelmed and I just want to like stay in this good place. And that's what I kept like,
what would stop you or hold you back from staying in this good place, Melissa?
Probably like things that I can't control, like coming into my day just like, you know, maybe my schedule getting messed up or, not having like the tools around me, maybe. Like, I'm trying to think.
So let's say your schedule gets messed up.
Yeah.
Then what? Time to just eat everything in sight and throw everything out the window. Like,
No,
there's still so much in your control if your schedule gets messed up.
Right.
From 1 minute to the next.
Yes. And I'm trying to tell myself each day, even if I do one thing that's no BS related, like drink my water or do my plant, or one thing a day, which is I'm noticing on my assessment, even if I do one thing, it snowballs into like six things, because then I'm like, get that's myself just
that, doing that first thing. Right. Yeah. So that's good to know.
Yeah. So
on those tough days,
yeah,
I can just do the first thing. That's going to be so helpful to me. That's right. going to help me build some momentum. And right. I'd remind myself, I may not feel great as I do it. I may not feel motivated or anything like that, but I can just be willing to do it and I can get it done and it's going to help me, whether it's like making your plan or drinking some right. water.
Like, I feel like if I do anything that is related to the program, it'll keep, maybe that'll keep me.
And you know, what's related to the program, like just listening to your body, just waiting for hunger, stopping at enough. Like if your schedule got so crazy that like you couldn't pick up your planner and take 5 minutes to do the plan, or you like forgot your water in the other room and now you can't do your water. Like, I can always wait for hunger and stop at enough. I can always go run and grab my water when I can and start drinking some water when I can.
Yeah. And I feel like I've listened to Corinne enough that she's like, she's there. So I could even ask stuff like, what would Corinne say?
Yes. Pretend Corinne is on your shoulder.
Yeah. I think that's helpful.
What's my next best decision?
Right.
And can I just?
Yeah.
Yes. So I would put that on sticky notes or something.
Yeah. Can I just is probably like my thing that's going to keep me going.
So if I'm all riled up and stressed out and I'm getting the urge to eat and go to the pantry, can I just wait 5 minutes first? Can I just drink some water?
Right. I love that. Thank you. Can I just? Okay.
Yeah. This is an opportunity for you to show up for yourself and create some wins.
Yeah. I think I'm like nervous that, okay, it's clicking. I'm seeing the scale move. I'm even seeing it like in my face, like for the past month, I've really been working everything. And I'm just like, okay, just stay here. Damn it. Like, don't.
And keep your brain from thinking like, oh, because this external thing has happened, now I can't work on my weight loss or now I can't do my four basics. No.
Right. Okay.
Okay. You've got this.
Thank you. I will be at camp. So I'm doing all the things, Yesenia.
we're so happy you're here and you keep letting us know how we can support you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Awesome. Okay. And okay. Okay. So we've got just a few minutes left. I will take one more person and then we will wrap up. So let's go to Vivian. Okay. Hey, Vivian.
Hi, Yesenia. Good to see you in live and in person. Yeah. I'm a newbie, so I just started when I signed up last, 10 days ago or something like that. And I was really looking for something that gave me daily intentional practice because I found that I really hunger for that. Like, just it sets me up for a good day and all that sort of stuff. So I had been on a journey before I joined No BS and actually lost, I don't know how much, because I'd been terrified of the scale. So I didn't buy one until about a month in. Lost between 50 and 70 pounds, I would say, before ever joining. I feel great about that. And you know, I've had the hits of weight loss all, you know, for the last 6 to 8 months or whatever, however long I've been doing this. And now I'm at a stage, and I brought it up in Facebook before earlier today, because I'm back to fear of the scale, but it's in this weird double sword. Like at one level, I don't want to lose much more weight or any, maybe any, like, and so if it goes down, I get scared.
Okay.
But if it goes up, I'm like, oh, you're just on the rebound. You're going to gain it all back and then some, right? So like it, there is no feel good anymore. Like at the scale level, it's all like weird. So I'm here for the thought work. And this is my shitty ass thought. I thought it might be helpful to.
What like, would you like your relationship stuff. With the scale to be like, Vivian?
I'd like it to be neutral as data. But I'm not actually at some point, you know, to give me some feedback on, you know, are the habits I'm developing actually reflected here or not? Like I've been doing been trying to do a lot of
work. Well, remember too, that the scale is going to be, I mean, that's one source of feedback.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
That's something I want all of us to remember. Like it's one source of feedback. It's one data point. So maybe that could be helpful to you. Like, yes, this is one source of data, but also like, how am I feeling?
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, I've gotten a lot stronger. My clothes fit amazing. Like I've been buying like weird, like clothes in a $2 a pound pile at the thrift store. And like, they all fit me or they're too big. Like they just all fit. Like,
yeah.
And so I feel like
so maybe before you even step onto the scale, you're going to gather all of your data, right? Like your four basics, you know, how that went, how you feel, how your clothes are fitting. You could decide how you feel about your weight or your weight loss journey, how that's going, anything before you even step on the scale. You could just decide ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And if you want to have like a more neutral relationship, you can even practice like a neutral thought, like, this is what I weigh today, or this is what I weigh this week. Like that's a very neutral thought. Mm-hmm. I would expect that you're still going to hear those shitty thoughts, but I want you to focus on getting good at just hearing them and noticing them. And like, just because I hear them doesn't mean I continue to believe them.
Yeah. And the temptation like that
that's going to be my first thought, and that's okay. Yeah. That's normal. But here's what I want my final thought about the scale to be.
Mm.
It's one source of data, or, you know, it does give me feedback on how everything is going.
Yeah. But and it's not the thing that drives my important. Actions.
Yeah.
I guess this is the other piece.
Yeah. This is, I love that thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Where I've had definitely given it that power in the past, which is why I stopped weighing myself. And so like,
So make a list of thoughts. Make a list of thoughts. If I want to feel more neutrally about the scale, here's 10 things I could think that would help me with that. And again, just normalize that the first thought I have might be shitty, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, what's my final thought? That's what counts the most. What's my final say on the scale today or this week?
Oh, thank you, Ms. Sonia. Yeah, that's very helpful. Problem.
And I'm going to put that link to the call again about the scale. It's a call that Corinne did a while back, and it's a really great four-step process for anybody who's
one also on someone on Facebook directed me to the one that was in the 2-pound takedown challenge. Perfect. On the scale. Awesome. And I just listened to this before this call. So that was also really good.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. That is it. Thank you guys so much for being here today. Newbies, remember that you are wanting to work on the No BS weight loss course. So maybe by this point you've done module 1 and now you're moving on to module 2 and the think, feel, do cycle and all of that fun business. You'll get your next email on Sunday, but feel free to just keep going with the weight loss course. And then I want to remind everybody here about tomorrow's calls. We have weight loss coaching with Corinne happening at 1 p.m. Central. And I just look forward so much to seeing everybody at Relationships Weekend. And we will actually have a call this Sunday with MJ at 3:30 p.m. Central, all about like getting technology ready, like getting Zoom ready for for camp. So if you've registered for that, you can go to that call or catch the replay. And if you're not registered yet, you can go to nobswomen.com, click on events, and you can learn more about that because that's coming up soon. All right. You guys have a lovely weekend. Thank you. Thank you, Julie.